Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I think we're in, at the moment, Sherbrooke and our area doesn't seem to be quite as infected, I guess is a good word, as some of the other areas where they're actually closing movie theaters for a month, at least a month, when they enter the red zone of people not being careful enough, then there are some pretty serious consequences. And one of them is that they're closing down movie theaters. However, Sherbrooke is not there yet. Hopefully never will be. So we do still have two theaters in town. The one that really is kind of the only one that shows English language movies with any regularity is the Maison de Cinema, which is right downtown. And inside this actually quite lovely building, there's 16 cinemas. So they can have a whole bunch of movies, a whole bunch of different movies playing at the same time. At the moment, there are, and this is sad to say, but there are kind of no new movies playing in English. There are two that have continued in English. One is called After the Collision, which, as I mentioned last week, seems to be designed very much for folks in their 20s and perhaps 30s, kind of a love story, following on the previous love story, which I, again, also didn't see. And the only other English language movie that is playing there is Tenet. That's a big budget Christopher Nolan film, which actually is quite worth seeing. It's a very, it's kind of a unique movie and some wonderful, wonderful scenes. And because Nolan particularly doesn't much like using computer generated effects, a lot of the scenes that you see are kind of really people risking their lives to make the movie. It's a little confusing. The story needs some background, but worth a look. I would definitely recommend that one. Unfortunately, the one that I was going to recommend, the Gallery of Broken Hearts, which I saw last week and gave it a kind of a thumbs up, is now only in French. So, unfortunately, if you missed it last week, then you kind of missed it. I should correct myself. I said the only movies in English were after the Collision and the one the Tenet. However, there is a documentary there. Surprisingly to me, that it's still there. It's called the Last Dive of Dave, about a deep water diver named Dave, who dives into a deep cave with the goal of retrieving the body of a previous diver, and it doesn't work out. So it ends up being Dave's last dive, and I think Dave. In fact, I'm quite sure that Dave does not live to dive again. Anyway, so that's there. I shouldn't disregard it. It probably is an excellent film, and it may, now that I think about it, benefit from being seen on a big screen in a darkened theater. Might make it especially intense. So, having said that, there really is not a whole lot going on in English this week. We'll have a look at what's going on soon. On October 9th, which is a week, well, in a week, it's on a Friday, October 9th, the latest kind of a long line of Robert De Niro comedies opens up, and it's called The War with Grandpa. It's so new that there's very little critical or audience reaction to it. But those of you who know Robert De Niro's work, which is hugely extensive, he has done everything from straight drama to lots of comedy, more recently, to all kinds of work that he did with Scorsese in Mean Streets. And anyway, he has a long and very distinguished career, and he doesn't only do comedies now, but this is one. And what I did get to read about it online, as I say, there was not very much in the way of audience reviews, but I did find that people liked it. It got, out of a possible 5 stars of audience rating, it got 4.2, and this was from 86 viewers. And it says, for example, one of the funnier movies I watch these days, reminiscent of the epic Home Alone series. I thoroughly enjoyed the gentle comedy provoked by the, quote, war, unquote, between a grandpa and a sixth grader grandson. There's enmity without malice, revenge without vengeance. So in other words, it's cute. Okay, so another audience member said, at first I thought this will be average, but I enjoy work by Robert De Niro, and I wasn't disappointed. A good support cast made this a very enjoyable film, and it's called Laugh Out Loud. It does actually have quite a good supporting cast, including Uma Thurman, who I don't think I've ever seen do a comedy, Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong, and Jane Seymour, who is well known for a number of things that she did on television over the past 20 years or so. Anyway, so it does look like worth a look-see. And if you think that getting out and heading to the movie theater is a good idea, then go. Again, I'm not so sure how much longer the movie theater will be able to stay open, depending on how well-behaved the Sherbrooke folks are in terms of COVID transmission. So stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands, mask up, and hopefully we won't have to worry about getting into a lockdown situation such as we had a few months ago, or as Quebec City and Montreal are experiencing right now. I think we can do better than that. Okay, so that's about it for me. Mm-hmm. I haven't got much more to report. In fact, I've got nothing else to report here. And I will be seeing this movie when it comes out, but that's not until October 9th.
Okay.
So stay safe.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.